Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Runners continue to cross the finish line of the 126th Boston Marathon at this hour. WBUR's Alex Ashlock has been out on the course all day long, and among the big stories of the day today, the race was run on the date that is actually supposed to be run, Marathon Monday or Patriots Day. For the first time since 2019, the pandemic had forced it to be canceled in 2020 and then moved to the fall of last year. Alex, very briefly, how'd it feel to be out there?
It felt great and normal, big, boisterous crowds along the course on a beautiful spring day. The marathon back in its traditional place.
Another headliner, Kenyan runners did really well, and we'll get to the men's race in just a minute. But first, the women's race, which was dramatic, and you had front row seats the whole way. You were on the truck, and the winner is somebody we should get to know because she has exploded on the world scene recently.
Boy, she really has. Kenyan runner Paris Jepchirchir burst on the world scene. She came into this race as the Olympic marathon champion, winning in Japan in 2021, and also as the reigning New York marathon champion. She had this great battle with Ethiopian runner Annabel Yanesha of Ethiopia in the last 3 or 4 miles, but actually they were battling from about the 5 mile mark in this race. They broke away from the pack. It was a kind of a smaller pack, but it was really these two runners who broke all the other runners. They came down Boylston Street. Jepchirchir took the lead right after the turn off of Hereford, and she made her move there and won the race by 4 seconds. Here she is.
I thank my God for the energy of today. I was not expecting to win. But I'm feeling grateful, and now I can say that I'm believing myself more, and I'm so grateful for today's victory.
Well, she can be grateful for today's victory right along with her fellow Kenyan Evans Chebet, who's the winner of the men's race. What should we know about him?
Well, this was his first major win. He's 33 years old, and the win today certainly must erase the bad memories he has from 2018 when he had to drop out during that monsoon we all remember. He wasn't alone that day. A lot of runners had a terrible experience during that terrible rainstorm we had. The men's race, like the women's race, Lisa, came down to two runners, really, but Chebet broke away a little bit earlier than the women's winner did. He did it with about 4 miles to go to win today's Boston Marathon, and he finished ahead of two past Boston Marathon winners, 2019's Lawrence Tirono and last October's winner, Benson Kipruto.
Alex, in the men's wheelchair race, American Daniel Romanchuk won his second Boston, and the defending champion withdrew at the last minute. Tell us what happened there.
Romanchuk found out at the starting line, in fact, that Marcel Hug of Switzerland, who's really the best men's wheelchair racer in the world these days, had to withdraw from the race for medical reasons. And Romanchuk took advantage of Hug's absence to win by nearly 6 minutes. And remember those boisterous fans I mentioned earlier? Romanchuk heard them.
Remember turning onto Boylston at the end and just seeing, you know, just a wall of people, and you know, they're all cheering. So it's just an amazing thing.
And it was a familiar face taking the crown in the women's wheelchair race.
Manuela Schaar of Switzerland won her fourth Boston Marathon, but she too wasn't facing a big rival because American Tatiana McFadden had dropped out of the field on Friday, again for medical reasons. But Schaar did not come into today's marathon with anything approaching confidence. Here she is.
Preparation was a bit difficult. I wished I had 2 more weeks or so for training, preparing, so I didn't quite know where I stand after my COVID a few weeks ago. So just so glad I'm back. Crowd was amazing. I really needed that today, so it was just fun to race.
You know, it's just really interesting, Lisa, to hear these professional athletes talk about not being sure where they stand or not having confidence. Paris Jepchirchir said she wasn't expecting to win today. This is a woman who won the Olympic marathon, and she came into the Boston Marathon not expecting to win. It's just really interesting to hear that.
There were some headwinds during the race today. Did that nullify any chance of somebody running a record time? Were there any records broken?
Well, the Boston Marathon is not really a record-breaking race. It's really just about winning the race. It's a lot like the Olympic Marathon. The Kenyans do really well here. They're very good championship runners. The African runners in general do very well. They scored 5 of the top 10 places in the men's race. There was one American in the top 10, Scott Fauble of Flagstaff, Arizona. The top U.S. woman was Nell Rojas of Boulder. She was 10th, but seven other American women, finished in the top 20, including Des Linden, the 2018 champion. Those women today were part of a very special race that marked the 50th anniversary of the first official women's division at the Boston Marathon. So they wrote a new chapter in that history.
Excellent. WBUR Marathon correspondent Alex Ashlock at the finish line. Thank you so much, Alex.
You're welcome, Lisa.